Hey there, it's the brand therapist, Michelle B. Griffin, and welcome to your weekly personal brand therapy session. This is the podcast that helps solo experts like you get unstuck and get on your way with a brand that takes you places. I'm super excited you're here. Now let's get going with today's session. Welcome back to this week's personal brand therapy session. I'm the brand therapist, Michelle B. Griffin. And friends, today we're going to talk about something that seems so basic, but it's actually something that stumps everyone. The who am I question. Now, we know who we are, right? As a whole, on the surface, we know who we are. But when we've left a corporate role, especially if you've been in that role or that industry for so long, it's so easy to just blend in there, right? We really are just defined by our titles, our job descriptions, everything about that role and just going through the motions. So we just really lose sight of who we are. So when we're jumping out to the great leap, as I like to call it, we have to start all over. None of those things really apply anymore. We are setting our next best thing. We're getting in our narrow lane and we need to know our perspectives. Now, perspective in my brand GPS personal positioning system is all about finding the perspective of you. And that's your beliefs, your expertise, your point of view, your message, your backstory, all the things that are truly the ecosystem of you, if you will. So one of the things I love to do when I work with my clients is have assessments. I have some proprietary assessments, but I also pull out of my hat these assessments that are found free online. So today I'm here to tell you these quick tests that can really give you clues on who you are, why you think and do what you do. It really helps you make sense and kind of some of them validate you. Or you may think when you get these results, oh, it has me doing this or this. That finally makes sense. I know when I've taken these, it just validated and just really put a container of why I act and think and do a certain way. But the best part is these are free. They will not take you long. And they're going to give you so many important clues on the who am I question. So let's talk about these. Number one is 16personalities.com. I'll put a link to all of these in the show notes so you can just grab and go do it. 16 personalities will give you answers to what your true personality is. Your first letter on your answer and which personality you are will either start with an E for extrovert or I for introvert. And please don't be held back by those labels. So 60 personalities will give you clues to what type of person you are, what's your personality and how you perceive things based on these questions, maybe 15-minute questions. I actually had my husband and my children do this and my kids thought it was really cool. So this really applies to not just you, but you can have your family do it. It was really fun to compare notes and say, hey, what personality are you? So anytime we can get clues on ourselves, we're taking all the puzzle pieces of you and putting it together to see the picture. I've had some people push back and say, no, I don't want to take personality tests. I don't want to be boxed in. And my take is I would never do that. When we build your personal brand, it is not about making a fake or made up you. This is just the clues of you. And I respect that. If you don't want to take it, fine, but these are just clues and they're free. So why not do all the research? The next one is the Enneagram. Now, Enneagram is one that I first learned when I was a StoryBrand certified guide a few years ago. In the Business Made Simple, there's a whole Enneagram course. So I really started geeking out about the Enneagram and I found out I was a 2. So it categorizes people between 1 and 9 and it'll tell you what type you are based on that. And I do want to add that all these assessments, I've said they're free, but you're going to get a really cool report. Some, I think, ask for email and some maybe not. But if you do put your email in, they're going to send you valuable information when we find out who we are. So Enneagram is a really deep dive one that I know you'll really appreciate. I'm a 2, so I would love to hear what you are. The next one is something called High Five Test. And High Five Test is all about what makes you strong, your strengths. Now, some of these tests will really play on your weaknesses, but I'm all about positivity and empowerment. So I love High Five. It'll give you your top five strengths. And I believe mine was coaching. So that's validating, right? So High Five test is its own unique test, but it has some bearings on Clifton strengths. And that's my number four, the Clifton strengths. Now, I have heard about Clifton strengths for years, and for some reason, I just had never done it. So last year, I went ahead and took the paid version. I had a friend tell me, look, I did it. It gave me so many insights. And so that really made me curious. I believe I bought the $50 one. It gives you all the bells and whistles, but you may not need that. I think maybe just $20 is really all you need, but you will get your top strengths. And if you go to the brandtherapist.io, my website, on my about page, you will see my personality assessments and what my strengths are. But just to tell you, mine, if I can remember off the top of my head, number one is empathy. That made so much sense. Number two is ideation, which, hey, validated why I have so many ideas, right? And I think developer connectedness, and honestly, now that I'm recording this live, I don't remember, but it's on my website. And they're really validating. And not only that, you will get reports and you will get emails that explains what this means to have empathy as your top trait, what it means and how you relate to others, and how you can actually have pitfalls on the strengths, right? So nothing negative, but just some things to look at. It truly is helpful to know your strengths. So just to recap here, 16 personalities, Enneagram, High Five test, and Clifton strengths. Those are the go-to that I use in my work to really get the clues on the puzzle pieces of you. So for today's session's actionable takeaway, what do you think it's going to be? It's going to be take one of these tests. Now, you could take all four, or you could take one, or if you're a geek like me, you took them all, I think, in one day, and it just gives you clues. Pick whichever one, go to these four websites, which one seems that it'll be the best fit for you or is the most interesting to you. And I want you to take it. And then I want you to let me know, reach out to me, which one did you take and what was your top strengths? Now, if you don't want to reach out to me, this is fine. Every week when I say reach out to me, I understand you maybe don't want to or don't have to, but I like to have conversations with my clients and my community and my friends and my connections. So I always want to encourage you to reach out to me. Let me know you're listening to the personal brand therapy sessions we're doing here together each week. And let me know you're taking action, because that's truly why I'm here, to get you out of your head, get you out of your way, and get on your way so you can build that authority focused personal brand. So let me know. Okay. So just want to give a shout out to everyone who's reached out to me and told me that they really love the new and improved Brand Therapist podcast, and you really like the format. It means so much and just gets me going, right? So when you're putting yourself out there, just remember that. Pay it forward and just let someone know that you're listening, because it truly helps that person and even me just keep going. So until next week, friends, I'll catch you later. Take care.
That's a wrap for today's Brand Therapy session. Need help with your personal branding journey? Then head on over to the brandtherapist.io and grab my free resources to get going today with your brand. And until next time, keep putting yourself out there. You have a brand to build, a message to share, and people to impact. Take care, everyone. I'll talk to you soon.